You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Chris Bolt. A training program is providing observational skills to recognize and spot sexual and relationship violence in bars and restaurants in Armory Square. WAER's John Smith reports the Raise the Bar program from Vera House also aims to prevent or stop sexual harassment.
It's a Thursday night at Armory Square, and Kitty Hoynes is busy. However, on this particular night, perhaps it's even busier. Bartenders are serving people and donating all of their tips to Vera House. It's a nod to recognize their work and also to give back after receiving specialized training to spot things out of the ordinary that could be suspicious. Everyone seems to be having a good time mingling.
To stop something before it starts.
However, the men's outreach coordinator of Vera House, George Kilpatrick, says sometimes things can change.
And we know that in many of the cases that involve assault or domestic violence, we know that alcohol is a contributing factor. We know that. That alcohol serving establishments and bars and eating establishments that serve alcohol, the fact that they want to participate in this is great. Because this is a kind of a first line of defense, right, if you think about it.
A longtime Kitty Hoynes bartender shared with me that not too long after their Raise the Bar training session, an incident occurred where they had to intervene. Back to this night, though, men and women are conversing in the bar area, and a small stage has a table filled with 25th annual White Ribbon campaign items. Special events coordinator Hannah Fuller says it really gets the issue out front and center.
An incredibly accessible initiative. It's a month long and anybody in Syracuse can take part in it, financially or not. It's chiefly an awareness campaign, so any involvement at all we consider a huge bonus. So people coming out to this at all tonight and even seeing our shirts, wristbands, and pins, we consider that a success.
Fuller's boyfriend, Josh Bergmeier, also supports Vera House efforts to the community.
A lot of issues with domestic and sexual violence that happen. And I haven't had it, luckily, touch my life, but I've learned through her and other people that I've met since then that it's widespread more than most people think, so, and it's awesome to see Vera House. As far as I know, they're one of the best around that do deal with that issue. So.
Towards the end of the evening, a young lady who appeared visibly upset was being comforted by others. I was told that she was likely going to be seeking assistance from Vera House. Raise the Bar was recently recognized at the 2019 Nonprofit Awards to make a difference to protect and improve the quality of life of people in bad relationships. Healthy Environment Project Coordinator Brittany Pryor explains that the collaborative side of the training makes all the difference.
It is very inclusive to everybody that's in the room, and the conversation pulls those people in the room together. So you get the experience from those that are seasoned with it, and you get the experience for those that are new to it, and then that conversation leads that, and they all learn from each other at the same time. It's an amazing environment.
Case in point, the Stoop at Armory Square has changed the way it looks at its building to monitor all four floors, according to front-end manager Janessa Hart.
It helped bring apart some big changes in the way of bringing in mirrors in the building, walkie-talkies, because we were working across four floors. So we had a lot of blind spots, and I would say that was the biggest thing that working with Vera House brought to us, was how to see our building better.
She adds the staff hasn't witnessed relationship violence issues. The training was even more involved for Funkin' Waffles, where owner Adam Gold says 70% of his staff are considered front-facing and required four Raise the Bar training sessions. They're looking for visual cues that people might not be having fun and there is a problem. Usually, all seems cool because...
Mainly, we have, a cover charge. That scares away a lot of people that are just out there to be a jerk, you know? So, it's sort of like, if they don't want to pay to come in and see the music, I think we kind of lose a lot of that riffraff, you know, right off the front. But then anytime, like I said, you know, we're just keeping our eye on making sure everyone's safe. And, you know, this program really helps us learn more about how to do that.
All of the bartenders, cooks, and front door security at the establishment have been trained. Vera House's Kilpatrick says everyone who is out can be empowered to check on people if they suspect domestic disturbances.
If you see something in your, even it could be as simple as asking the time of somebody or asking if someone is okay or giving someone the bracelet. And inside the bracelet that we have, there's our 24-hour hotline. It's a subtle way.
Once Vera House is finished offering training for Armory Square bars and restaurants throughout the city, the plan is to expand the training in other areas of the county. The National Domestic Violence Hotline states that 3/4 of female victims of all intimate partner violence have been victimized by the same offender.
The Vera House 24-hour crisis and support line is 315-468-3260. They remind those who are in immediate danger to call 911. For more NPR news, go to our website, waer.org.